Get the information you need by going to criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us tonight. We're going to take your calls this hour when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number to call where there's a bevy of people there to help you out, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And you're right, Ben. They do a great job on those phones.
Yeah, they're passionate about it. Everybody at Youngevity is interested in helping. This is what everybody at Youngevity has in common. We're interested in helping. You know how in the world there's people who just like to help? George, you're one of those people. You just like to help.
Yeah, I do.
It brings you joy to make people's lives better. And Youngevity attracts that. And it starts with Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach does what he does.
He set the tone.
He sets the tone because he loves helping people. And, you know, I would say most people really do that, but Youngevity gives people an opportunity to express that desire. And by the way, it's a great business opportunity. You know, we don't talk about that a lot, but if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle. Admittedly, it's not for everybody. But if you like being an entrepreneur, it's a wonderful business opportunity because you make money, you get your products at the wholesale price, you get a tax write-off on your products, and you help make a difference at the most fundamental level there is, which is people's good health and nutrition.
Well, what's really cool, like you just said, if you have a lot of supplements that you take personally,
right,
you can get them wholesale.
Exactly.
A little trick.
Yes.
Super. And Tom is going to be taking your text and tweets this hour as well. Let's go to the phones. Pick it up by going to Wichita, Kansas. Daniel's with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
God bless you both.
Thank you,
sir. I would like to ask a question of Dr. Fuchs, and then I would like to make a statement to you, George, if you would allow me.
Sure.
Okay. Dr. Fuchs.
And just pharmacists, by
yeah,
the way. Not a doctor.
Mr. Fuchs, then. Or,
that's good. That's good.
That's good.
Okay. I'm unable to afford your, when I call up your website, and I rely, I'm 67-year-old male. I've got some problems with nodules in my lung. Mm. I take vitamin C. I take zinc, and I take D3 with K sublingually under the tongue. It took me 6 months to get the VA to give me these because I could not afford them. I'm wondering, I refuse to let them do a biopsy on my lung. I had a low-level CAT scan, low-level radiation CAT scan last week, and they turned it over to an oncologist. Mm. And I would like that. I refuse to get the COVID vaccine shot because I don't believe that COVID is real. I believe it's a man-made, manipulated thing. And if you could answer some of those questions I asked. I want to ask you a question, George. You have not got the shot, correct?
No, I did not get the vaccine.
I was going to ask you, I don't know if you're aware of what Dr. Fauci testified today in front of Congress with Dr. Rand Paul.
I was watching some of it and saw a lot of clips on CNN.
It was atrocious.
Yes.
I would ask you, if at all possible, not to speak medically, to please, please ask Alex Jones, which is one of the few lone wolves crying out for this, other than Rand Paul. And this guy just blatantly lied in front of Congress. And I think what... I know Alex Jones gets a little upset sometimes, but his information, when he has documentation,
when we reel Alex in, he's very, very good at what he does, believe me. But we were one of the first to talk about that Wuhan viral lab. Remember that, Ben?
I do remember. You were right on it. George, you said it from the very beginning.
Yes,
from
right
day
right
one
away.
You said it.
It was too ironic
yeah.
that lab was there in Wuhan is where the virus started. It just doesn't make sense to me. But let's answer a few of David's questions.
As far as a couple things. First of all, as far as the lungs go, two extremely important nutrients. And by the way, you're definitely on the right track with the zinc and the vitamin C. And you're doing a good job, and also the K and D. Don't forget about your ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, incredibly important for the lungs and very, very underappreciated. In fact, if you will give Tommy, can we get Daniel to talk to Tommy and get his address? I'm going to send you out some ultimate EFAs.
Sure. Tom will get his address, as soon as we're done.
And don't forget about N-acetylcysteine is also very important. You'll find N-acetylcysteine in one of my favorite longevity products, which is On-the-Go Cardio. It's a daily pack, like the Daily Digest is a pack. And N-acetylcysteine is also incredibly valuable for the lungs. One of the great underappreciated nutrients, NAC, and that's in the On-the-Go Cardio Daily Premium Pack. And then also, if you want to do something else, and as a matter of fact, why don't you, when you tell Tommy your address, I'm going to send you out some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is the basics. All of the basic nutrients that you need, or maybe the Ultimate Daily Classic. Between the Ultimate Daily Classic and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you have a well-rounded nutritional supplement. You still need to have a few other things, but they're both well-rounded.
Okay. Tom, take Daniel's address and give it to Pharmacist Ben at the half, if you would do that. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Welcome to the program. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe from Long Island. You know, I was looking at a video on YouTube. It's called Perspectives on the Pandemic, Blood Clots and Beyond. Mm. And it talks about these blood clots. It's a Dr. Bonti from Germany gives a good explanation of the blood clots from these four vaccines. There's a spike protein that lodges in the veins of the brains facing the blood flow and bringing in platelets, and the proteins are also emitting waste, bringing in killer lymphocytes. So he said some of the people going blind and deaf from the vaccines, this is what that is from. But I wanted to ask you in relation to that and EMF, what do you recommend food-wise? Could it be garlic, supplement-wise, or a blend for people that want to detox from EMF or these vaccines?
Absolutely. Those are both great questions. You know, I have a paper, and since been removed from the Internet, that talks about the relationship between EMFs, particularly the new EMF that shall remain nameless, and the formation of coronavirus-like particles. That paper is very interesting. It was removed from the Internet. But that just goes to show you the relationship that EMFs have to the blood and to disease in general. It's a big problem. You know, we didn't have electromagnetic pollution 100 years ago. This is something that the body has had to adjust to very recently. One of the best things you could do to protect yourself from EMFs is vitamin C. Vitamin C is also one of the best things you could do for your blood. And what you're describing is basically the reaction, and blood clots in general, are basically the reaction that the bloodstream has to things that are injected into it through the skin. Why blood clots are so common, or the most common of the side effects, is because you're mounting an immune reaction to the toxins that are entering into the bloodstream through the skin via injection. Now, keep in mind, COVID is a blood disease. It's not a lung disease. People think it's a lung disease. It's not a lung disease. It's a blood disease. And when you have a blood disease, the most important thing you can do to protect yourself is to keep the blood moving. Now, I've said on this program many times, all disease is cell disease, but all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, sludgy blood, blood that is thick with immune factors and that is not circulating appropriately. This is the core of all disease. So to protect yourself from these kinds of issues, whether it's from getting things injected into your skin or from the virus itself, keep the blood clean. How do you keep the blood clean? Well, how does toxins get into the blood? Through the digestive system. This is why digestion is so important. It's the portal into the bloodstream. And if all disease is cell disease and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, the portal into the bloodstream has to be guarded like the sacred space. And that means using, first and foremost, your nightly essence, probiotics, as well as eating fermented foods. Getting on the Good Herbs product, the liver and gallbladder health tincture, making sure that you're using the Daily Digest, staying away from problem foods. And by the way, you know, we talked about leaky gut disease, right? Or leaky gut syndrome.
We have.
Do you know there's leaky brain syndrome, too? And when you eat certain foods, including gluten, as well as other substances that are in grains and processed foods, your brain becomes leaky.
Mush.
Yeah. Well, you have blood in your, you have blood vessels in the brain that are especially non-porous. It creates a barrier. It's called the blood-brain barrier. And when you eat gluten and other toxins and you have leaky gut, things get into the bloodstream. The blood gets toxic. The blood-brain barrier starts to weaken, and the blood vessels in the brain become porous. And this is where Alzheimer's disease comes from. And this is where all dementias come from. This is where Parkinson's disease comes from. This is where all brain health issues come from, including depression, anxiety, insomnia, brain fog, from a leaky blood-brain barrier. How does it become leaky? From things that are getting into the blood through the digestive system. This is what I was talking about at the beginning of the program, George. It's so simple. Perhaps not easy, but it's simple. Focus on digestive health. Use your ultimate, your nightly essence. Use your daily digest. Stay away from problem foods. And by the way, I meant to say this to the gentleman who had multiple sclerosis. The most powerful thing you could do for multiple sclerosis and autoimmune disease is protect the leaky gut, or protect the gut, reduce leaky gut. There's a wonderful book called The Walls Protocol, written by a doctor who actually cured herself of multiple sclerosis, a medical doctor.
That's
she wrote a whole
amazing
book about it. Have you had her on the program?
No.
She's wonderful. She fasted. She used intermittent fasting, and she used digestive support, and this is for multiple sclerosis. And you heard that gentleman, that poor gentleman, talking. He's a quadriplegic. These are the simple little things we could do, and it's so tragic and it's so heartbreaking to me as a healthcare professional, because I see it all the time, that people are suffering from lack of knowledge. And instead of our medical model and our medical representatives teaching us how to run our bodies, how to control our bodies, they're drugging us, and they're sticking poisons into us, all in the name of taking care of the body, when all we need to do is understand how the mechanism works.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Tom, you have a text and tweet for Pharmacist Ben?
Sure do. This from Marcy in Indiana. Please have Ben talk about the foods we should be eating for heart health, and please have him tell us the food that is on the top of the list.
For heart health?
Heart health. Interesting.
I don't know if I'd say that there's a food that's on the top of the list, but the most important thing probably for the heart.
What you might want to say is the bad foods.
The bad foods are easier. Yeah, the good foods probably are the vitamin C containing foods. You know what food has the most vitamin C in it, by the way? It's awesome for the heart. Any ideas?
Orange.
No, that has a very small amount of vitamin C, relatively speaking. This food that I'm going to tell you here is great for the heart. And it's got 10 times, even more, maybe 15 times the vitamin C that an orange
has. Carrots.
No. Chili peppers.
Well, we talked about cayenne before.
Cayenne's great for the heart. In fact, cayenne's great for a lot of things. Have you ever used cayenne cream for neuropathy?
No, but I take cayenne tablets.
What's that?
I take the tablets.
For just as a general tonic for the
heart?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great for the heart. Absolutely.
Good stuff.
If you're making, by the way, I haven't talked about this, but vegetable juices are one of the best things you could do for overall health, including the heart. But when I say vegetable juices, I mean with the fiber. So you get a Vitamix, which is a high power blender, and you put your vegetables right in there. You grind it up and dilute it with water, and then put cayenne in there. Oh my God, it is so delicious, and it's awesome for the heart.
Next up, let's go to Morgan in Buffalo, New York. First-time caller. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm listening to the great WBDM Radio 930.
Perfect.
AM.
Perfect. A monster.
Excellent. I have two health concerns, and Ben, I'm really hoping you can help me out on them. The first one is pretty serious. I am a chronic nail biter, and I've been my whole life. Well, I bit it so much so that I have a serious infection in it, and I believe in home remedies, and so my roommate suggested that I use Neosporin, which I currently have on. I remember when I was younger, my mom used to put a thing called, correct me if I'm wrong, salve. It's black. It's tarry looking. It almost smells like oil.
Did you say black salve?
A black salve, which could, some people made it with coffee.
Yeah, or black walnut.
okay, and put it on her. I mean, the infection is so bad, it's all the way up to my knuckle.
Jeez.
So,
well, you better get that taken care of before you lose your finger, Morgan.
Yeah, I was hoping to take care of it myself because I'm really afraid of needles. So I live right next door to a hospital, so I think first thing in the morning I'll probably go to the emergency room.
I would go.
Okay, and my second question is, I'm really concerned about this. I drink tons of Gatorade, and I exercise a lot and stuff. And I happen to notice on the label that there's a high concentrant of sodium.
And sugar.
And
that's
sugar,
true.
But I'm not really concerned about the sugar, where I am concerned about the sodium.
Sugar.
And is that why people keep drinking so much of it?
No, it's the sugar. The sugar is way more significant a cause of being addicted than sodium is. Sodium is not all that bad. In fact, the more stress you're under, the more sodium you need. So sodium, there's a lot of controversy about sodium, but the sugar, there's no controversy there. You need the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Morgan. Get on the BTT. Absolutely.
And get to the hospital for that finger.
Finger, that's crazy. Jeez. You know, addictive behaviors are very interesting. Addiction is coping. It's a way we learn to self-soothe. When we're young and we're not soothed, addiction, the roots of addiction are very early. Very early. People who are addicted have issues had issues with being nurtured. And so we learn to self-medicate and we learn to self-soothe. And until we address the lack of soothing, until we come up with strategies to soothe ourselves that are healthier, it's very difficult to quit an addiction. It's impossible, really. And this is why recidivism is so high. You can't address an addiction until you address the cause, and the cause is some underlying trauma, psychological trauma, that needs to be dealt with, and that involves self-soothing and self-medicating in a healthy way, and nutritional supplementation is one of the best ways to do that.
Ben, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing it for a number of years, are you noticing that people are getting healthier?
Heck yeah. Hey, oh, well, the people I talk to.
Sure.
People I talk to. But as a culture, probably not. But the people I talk to are people who are motivating. They realize that they can't get the answers that they need or the solutions that they're looking for from the standard medical strategies. And they're dissatisfied. And this lack of satisfaction, this dissatisfaction, is the beginnings of change. Change doesn't occur until we feel dissatisfied. Until we're dissatisfied, we're just going to keep on keeping on. But once we reach a point of dissatisfaction, and this is what I'm noticing, people are starting to reach that point, that's when you get creative. That's when you get the motivation to really make a change. And I am noticing that. Are you noticing it as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big time, too. Here's that toll-free number to call again for assistance. If you're driving, for example, you obviously can't write down the things Ben is talking about. Call this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. All you need is our RADI, but we just say radio because it's easier to remember. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. I want to set another record. We're a little short this segment. So get on board, hit that website. Just all you got to do is click it, and we get a credit for it. So just take care of that. CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben, we're going to come back and take final calls with you. Any conferences coming up for you, or are things still shut down?
I haven't done anything in a year and over a year. Have you done anything?
Zoom.
Yeah. Oh, Zoom. You're doing Zoom. It's not the same, is it?
No, there's nothing like being live and in person.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
I miss it a lot.
Hopefully soon enough. We're going to come back, take final calls with Pharmacist Ben right here on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Kira Lobley joins us as we talk about wisdom from the spirit world. So get ready for that. And we're going to come back in a moment with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, and take final phone calls as well. And welcome back to our final segment with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, George Norrie with you. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. Download the free app as well in your app store. These apps are amazing these days, Ben, aren't they?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Every single thing you want to do is on an app. And if you have a business, oh, my God, you can run your entire business on apps.
On your smartphone.
It's amazing what you can do.
Technology is just wonderful.
Do you like it?
I do. I think it's made life easier. I mean, there's some downsides to technology.
Yeah, there's some downsides.
Believe me. But
I like it, too. I think it's amazing. Have you been reading about the neural links and the brain interface?
I'm not going to go for that. Are you?
I I don't know either. I was just reading how mice become more friendly when they get brain implants.
I don't think Doc Wallach will go for that either.
I know, but you know what? That's how the world is moving. What are you going to do?
Let's
Have you seen the driverless cars, the driverless pizza cars?
I won't do. I'm not going into one of those either.
From a driverless.
I'm opposed to driverless trucks because, one, we want truck drivers to work in this country.
That's a good point.
And,
good point.
And you know what? If it's a hot, big snowy day in Denver,
you
want to be in front of a truck that's barreling down on you?
I don't.
Without a human in there?
No, I totally agree with you. But it's the way everything's heading, George.
Yep, it is heading that way. Let's go to the phones. Carl in Boston, welcome to the show. Hey, Carl, go ahead.
Hey, Carl.
Thank you, George. Hi, Pharmacist Ben. Hey. Thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
I have two comments. I want to say, Pharmacist Ben, I took your starter pack, and I got the Ocutive, and my eyes have been feeling so much better. And that starter pack, the Tangy Tangerine, is awesome. I mean,
isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, no, it's great. I've been feeling so much better. But my question is, my wife has been feeling out of sorts, like dizzy, and you know, I've been trying, holistic methods to try and fix it, but I can't figure out what's wrong. Like, she's getting dizzy all the time, and I don't know. I can't figure out what, you know, I'm trying different things, and I was wondering if you've heard of a biobarcode assay, which is where they use nanoparticles of gold and quantum technology with the MRI machine in your blood to find... I'm assuming it's white blood cells that attack the disease, which leads them to the disease. But I was wondering if you knew where I could find a biobarcode assay, or I don't, it's A-S-S-A-Y. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Assay.
That's right.
Assay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a diagnostic tool, but here's the deal. If she's dizzy and she's, I don't know.
And you're not a doctor, Ben.
I'm not a doctor, but she's dizzy. You want to consider leaky brain syndrome, which we were just talking about. That's a classic sign of that. Now, it could also involve the livers and the liver and the kidneys, particularly the kidneys, and that means that's usually toxicity.
You know, the doc would probably say, too, she might have osteosporosis of the skull.
She could have a problem with the skull, with the shape of the skull. That's true. There's a lot of things it could be, but you always want to start off simply. And the simplest place to work is going to be at the digestive system, at the level of the digestive system. That's always the first thing you want to do. You want to break, you know, there's a lot of things it could be, but the core and the fundamental layer or the fundamental level of the health pyramid, so the health is like a pyramid, and there's all kinds of things that you can do all the way up the pyramid, but the fundamental level is the digestive system because that's how toxicity gets into the blood. Now, yes, the kidneys can be involved, the liver can be involved, there could be a lot of things. The skull can be involved, but the fundamental level is the digestive system. So I'd be working on, number one, well, first of all, see if you notice if her dizziness flares. Flare-ups are always your best friend, whether it's a flare-up in the skin or whether it's a flare-up in blood pressure or it's a flare-up in dizziness. When things flare, that tells you that you did something within the last few hours or recently. And if you can pinpoint what you're doing on a regular basis that causes these flare-ups, that can go a long way towards assessing or determining what the causative factor is. In lieu of that, work on digestive health, eliminating problem foods, particularly gluten, as well as other complex molecules, immune-activating molecules that are in processed foods and grains and flour and such, and then using digestive support. Getting on the Ultimate Nightly Essence, or the Nightly Essence, which is a probiotic that we've talked about, the digestive enzymes, which we talked about, the Daily Digest. These are very, very important. And get a book called Grain Brain. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Grain Brain. It talks all about the relationship between, as I'm saying, leaky brain and anxiety and dizziness and depression and dementia issues, cognitive health issues, and the ingestion of problematic compounds, including gluten, that are found in grains. It's called Grain Brain. It's a wonderful book.
Final text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, this one from Cindy in Fort Lauderdale. My friend sweats all the time and for no reason. Is there some sort of disease he has?
It's not disease, but it's a sign of an activated stress system. So you'll sweat when you're under duress. And it can also be a sign of toxicity because the body tries to eliminate toxins in the sweat.
I've seen people with water dripping down their foreheads.
Yeah, it's called hyperhidrosis, and it's not all that uncommon. So you want to consider first and foremost, as we said just, you know, just a second ago, that toxins are getting into the body that the body's trying to eliminate. Toxins get in through the digestive system, so working on a leaky gut. I know it probably sounds like a broken record talking about this, but it's just so fundamental. The daily digest.
Well, you should hear Doc talking about his gluten.
I know what you're talking about, but he's right. These are fundamental things. We don't want to overthink. Just go to the basics. The liver and gallbladder health tincture, the daily digest. Work on things that are getting into the system at the level of the gut, the leaky gut. And then calming the body down. You know, we haven't talked about activating the alpha brainwave system in the brain. You know, your brain has different energy waves, frequencies, that are associated with different moods. Beta is associated with anxiety. Alpha is associated with relaxation. Theta is associated with dreaming. So activating alpha brainwaves by things like breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. All three of those components are important. Slowly tells the body it's safe. The body loves rhythm, and deep depth activates the diaphragm, and it activates all kinds of calming neurology. You know, just, George, just petting your belly, just touching your belly very lightly and petting it can relax the body. Stimulating the belly by pressing harder can give you energy. The belly is the core of our body. Remember when you were playing high school basketball, they always said, focus on the belly.
I did not play high school
basketball.
You
didn't play high school basketball. No. But if you played high school basketball, they would say, focus on the
belly. Baseball and football.
So they don't focus on the belly as much. But, yeah, even in baseball and football, when you hit a baseball, a lot of that power comes from the hips and the belly and the core of the body. In fact, as we age, George, the most important thing you could do to exercise is exercise the core of the body. I'm sure you do it with your what's that called, the Canadian Mountie thing that you do?
Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise Course.
Right. Isn't there core exercises in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Been doing
Work
it for
core.
Years. Let's go back to the calls. Let us go to Mark in Baltimore. Take it away, Mark.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call, George.
Thank you, Mark.
And also I want to say to pharmacist Ben Fuchs, thank you for all the information that you've given out tonight.
Thank you.
I've taken up two pieces of college ruled notebook paper during this whole conversation. That's how much I value the information all about how the body keeps what it wants and insurance supplementation and dehydration equals waking up in the morning tired. So my question was the following. I always write this down, but I never can get it right. Can you explain the difference between what's the good and the bad cholesterol and what are the optimum levels supposed to be?
Yeah, if good and bad cholesterol are marketing terms created by companies that sell cholesterol drugs.
And the optimum levels are up in the air, aren't they?
There's no optimal. Nobody really knows optimal levels.
They think
the drug
do.
Companies make up optimal levels to sell drugs. Drug companies make up the optimal.
Sell those statins.
Yeah, the statin companies make up the ultimate the levels. Yeah, so there's no ultimate levels. Cholesterol is the most important molecule in the body. It's unspeakably valuable. It's phenomenally fascinating to a biochemist. It's got so many incredible properties. It's hard to even begin know where to begin with its incredibleness. As a biochemist, somebody who loves biochemistry, you know, I almost am in awe of this molecule. It's so magnificent. And the demonization of this incredible molecule, it goes part and parcel with the demonization of the body itself. The medical model wants us to think that the body is incapable of dealing with life. And this is all the things we talk about, George. Well, I love talking about the techniques and the strategies and the supplements. Basically, what we're talking about, George, is philosophy. This is a philosophy. The philosophy, at its most fundamental level, it's a philosophy that says that the body is brilliant, that God is brilliant, the divine force is brilliant, that we are brilliant as carriers of that divine force, as owners of a body. The medical model wants us to think there's nothing we can do. We're doomed, that the body is just going to break down. That's just how it is. There's no cure. I can't say the word cure, George, because there's no cure. And you're going to be on this medicine, Mrs. Jones or Mr. Smith, for the rest of your life. That's the philosophy. And the argument that we have is philosophical. I'm telling you the body's brilliant. They're telling you the body's a dummy. What would you rather? Which philosophy sounds better to you?
When it comes to cholesterol, there's no such thing as good and bad cholesterol. Those are simplistic.
As a matter of fact, if your cholesterol is too low, it's worse than high.
Well, they say HDL is good cholesterol, LDL is bad cholesterol. So they want you to lower the HDL, raise the HDL. But the fact is, LDL is just as important as HDL, and the only difference between the two, or the main difference between the two, is the high density, the heavy cholesterol, goes from the bloodstream to the liver. The light density, LDL, low density, goes from the liver to the organs. So they say, well, if it's leaving the liver, it's bad. No, it's leaving the liver to make hormones. It's leaving the liver to make cells. It's leaving the liver to help you build brain tissue and neural tissue. It's leaving the liver to be functional. It's not bad, but they said it's bad because it's not being stored. It's leaving and it's going into the bloodstream. But it turns out that you could have low HDL and get a heart attack as well as you could have high
That's
HDL
exactly
and vice versa
right.
with HDL.
That's right.
So there's a silly designations that simplify and infantilize human beings, make them into infants. And it's not fair, and it's not right, but we have to take the bull by the horns. And by the way, Mark, congratulations. Mark took notes. Mark is paying attention. Mark wants to be great. I don't know if Mark is still on the line, but Mark wants to be great, and he wants to understand his body. And that's why what I do and what you do, George, for letting us do this is so darn important, because people need to hear this information, because the medical model, check this out, George, they're not only not telling us, they're censoring it. They're not just not telling us passively, they're actively censoring information, literally. Do you know this? We could be censored tonight. Try to get on the internet and try to do some research on certain subjects. And so you'll see there's no other information. It's all one in one direction. And so for people, we can gripe about it and complain about it, but we as human beings, as American citizens, have to take the bull by the horns and start to appreciate not only our bodies and our chemistry, but we should start to appreciate our body's ability to adjust and to heal and to compensate for whatever we throw at it.
Let's go to Pauline in Texas to get her in. Hi, Pauline. Go ahead.
Yes. I had a stent put in one of my bypass back in 2010. And ever since I had that put in, I'm having problems.
You got a tube in there. You got an artificial tube.
It's keeping that artery open, though, Ben.
Keeping it open. Well, you know, there's other ways to keep it open. Stent,
I'm
now, you
allergic
may be
to nickel and stuff, and it's nickel in it.
Well, it could be metal, it could be plastic. There's a lot
right.
of things it could be.
And I have like
titanium.
I have like bitterness in my stomach, and I have ear pain, and now I got blood pressure, and they can't keep it down. No matter what they give me, it won't stay down.
Your body is telling you, hey, there's something going on here. There's something up. You've got to do something. Well, you know, I don't know. We haven't talked about this, I don't think, George. Chelation therapy, have we talked about this?
We have.
Chelation therapy is amazing. Now, you can get full-blown chelation therapy where they inject something into your...
You can IV it if you want.
What's that?
You can do it via IV if you
want.
That's
right. But you can also use Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
There's capsules and
Absolutely.
Pills.
Absolutely. MSM Sulfur, which is in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is a great chelating agent. The Ultimate Selenium, we didn't talk about that today. That's Doc's favorite. It's a great chelating agent. The NAC that you get in the Ultimate Cardio on the Go. In fact, the Ultimate Cardio on the Go would be ideal for you. That's got all kinds of things for your heart, including alpha-lipoic acid and vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine. And the all-important, we didn't talk about this, George, coenzyme Q10.
No, I take that every day.
You better believe
every
it.
Every day.
Unbelievably important. That's an Ultimate Cardio on the Go. You know, if you're on a statin drug, you better take coenzyme Q10 because the same chemistry that stops cholesterol stops coenzyme Q10 from being produced. So if everybody on a statin drug should be on the Ultimate Cardio on the Go. And this is another thing, George. The more medicine you're on, the more medical intervention you're enduring, the more you need nutritional supplementation.
Yeah, but by getting that nutritional supplementation too, how do you know that it's working? Do you see results right away?
Yeah, well, depends. The sicker you are, the faster you notice results. The more deficient you are, the more the body, the quicker the body absorbs nutrients, like a dry sponge sucks up more water, which is good news for people who are really, really deficient, which is a lot of people. Now, if you've been supplementing, someone like you, George, you're not going to notice things as dramatically if you get on a, if you add to your nutritional supplement program, because you're just topping off your tank,
right,
so to speak.
But you do notice that if you're not doing it.
Heck, oh, you miss it. Absolutely, I do.
You do. Ben, we're running out of time, my friend.
Oh, gosh. It's so much fun, George.
You keep in touch?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put you on hold. We'll give you that address for Daniel, okay? Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Still not too late to set a record for us. Just hit that website. Just use your smartphone or your laptop or your desktop and go to criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number to call anytime, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we will talk about wisdom from the spirit world on Coast to Coast AM.